Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. An NBA head coach and current player are among more than 30 people charged in connection with schemes involving illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by the mafia.
Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier and former player and coach Damon Jones are among those arrested for rigged sports betting based on inside information. Joseph Nocella is the U.S. attorney for New York's Eastern District.
The non-public information included when specific players would be sitting out future games or when they would pull themselves out early for purported injuries or illnesses.
The other probe involves rigged poker games, Nocella says, were run by organized crime in part and used former athletes like Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups to attract starstruck but unsuspecting players. Billups will appear in federal court in Portland, Rozier here in Orlando this afternoon. Peter King, CBS News Orlando.
The European Union has imposed more economic sanctions on Russia. They come after yesterday's move by President Trump to sanction the country's top two oil companies. CBS's Natalie Brand at the White House.
The Treasury Secretary, in detailing the reason why, says it's resulting from Russia's lack of a serious commitment to the peace process and aimed at preventing the Kremlin from raising revenue to fund its war machine. So it is a new step. The president asked if it will bring Putin to the table, and he said he doesn't know, but thinks that they will have an impact.
The Senate's planning to vote today on a Republican measure that would pay some federal employees, military members, and contractors who've continued to work during the government shutdown. On the Health Watch, CBS's Michael Wallace tells us it appears COVID vaccines could help some cancer patients.
New research in the journal Nature looked at patients with advanced lung or skin cancer who were taking certain immunotherapy drugs.
Those patients who happened to receive a COVID mRNA vaccine around the time they started that immune therapy lived significantly longer than patients who did not receive a vaccine.
Lead researcher Dr. Adam Grippen at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston.
COVID mRNA vaccines act like a siren to activate the immune system throughout the body,
reprogramming the immune system to kill cancer cells. His team is planning a clinical trial.
Astronomers say they discovered a new super Earth orbiting a star some 20 light years away. Surat Mahadevan at Penn State says they could potentially host extraterrestrial life.
This planet is very interesting because it lies in the habitable zone around its star, the region around the star where liquid water could exist.
A new report says home sales accelerated in September. Wall Street, the Dow is up 21 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Mount Pleasant task force took the lead in a gang takedown involving the FBI Milwaukee office yesterday. A statement says dozens of law enforcement agencies conducted Operation Chalkline, targeting violent gang activity in Racine and Milwaukee. There were 22 arrests and the seizure of a lot of fentanyl, cocaine, marijuana, plus guns and vehicles. Governor Tony Evers joined Racine leaders yesterday to sign the final construction beam on the $68 million Lincoln King Community Center. That facility is set to open next year. During his visit, Evers warned about the federal government shutdown and its impact on Wisconsin residents, who he says may lose food and health benefits. Pleasant Prairie Representative Amanda Nadweski is leading a hearing in Madison today concerning sexual misconduct and cover-ups in Wisconsin schools. In addition to the fact-finding, she's proposing bills for stricter penalties and rules. DPI Superintendent Jill Underley is denying the claims and is seeking a retraction following a report in the Capital Times. State Senator Van Wongard is denying retirement rumors, saying he'll decide by next year if he'll run again. He's accusing Democrats of spreading false information to fundraise. Racine Transit Director Trevor Young has launched a campaign to run for Wongard's 21st State Senate District seat. Racine has launched what they're calling a Spooktacular Homes Halloween contest. They're looking to celebrate festive front yard decorations. There will be public voting on Facebook and the winner announced on Halloween night. There's more about the contest on the city's website. And Microsoft is now a sponsor of Racine's Festival Park. A statement says their investment will help keep event costs low and increase accessibility. Microsoft is working on two major data centers in Mount Pleasant and has partnered with Gateway Technical College on educational initiatives. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Will Watson return? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson has been rehabbing after suffering a torn ACL at the end of last season. Will this be the week Watson returns?
My goal and my plan is to play this week. I'd say I could have played last week too, to be honest, but you know, obviously just kind of make sure, you know, I'm hearing, you know, everybody's opinions on everything and just being as smart as possible about it.
The Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. NBA, the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 37 points, the most in his career on an opening night, in a 133-120 victory over the Washington Wizards. But guard Kevin Porter Jr. undergoing an MRI for a severely sprained left ankle. How's he doing early in the game?
Just his defensive pressure, couple steals, deflections, and then just his half-court defense, him and our whole group, led to us a ton of runouts. So it might have been the most advanced passes we've had.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly cloudy for your Thursday afternoon. Northwest winds and highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, a freeze warning goes into effect as skies become mostly clear. Lows in the lower 30s could be a little colder in some outlying areas. Currently 44 degrees.
WRJN, he's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land.
and the Dan Marcus Wax Museum for Thursday morning. Chris Morrow filling in. That song from the Beatles, Nowhere Man, it was one of the tracks on, remember those, was it KTEL or one of those TV record album sales where you could buy like 10 albums for 5 cents and they'd send them to you and then someday they'd bill you for all of them? That song was on the first one I ever bought. I was about 10 or 12 years old. I played that over and over and over. It was the one track on the album I bought that literally got worn out from being played too much. Nowhere Man from the Beatles. Well, here we are, rolling through the late morning hours, getting through the day together, sitting on the dock of the bay. It's Otis Redding, WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation.
Excitation.
Good, good.
Feel-good songs from the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose, Too Late to Turn Back Now. I'm Chris Morrow, sitting in for Dan Marcus this morning. Dan's got a pretty good case of bronchitis going on. I've talked to several people over the past couple of weeks. It might be something in the fall air, you know, the dust and maybe some of the mold blowing around, but it triggered him late last night. Talked to him this morning. It was like, I don't think I can do it. So I'm fine being here for Dan. Glad you are, too. Don't forget this afternoon, Kurt Volman is here. No bronchitis. He'll have the 5 o'clock class reunion. Today, going into the year 1964 in our 5 o'clock class reunion, now sponsored by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Let me be your love and take me back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your teddy bear.
Yeah, it doesn't get much more timeless than Elvis on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Dusty Springfield.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Across southeastern Wisconsin yesterday, federal agents and local police joined forces for a wide-scale gang takedown. The FBI Milwaukee office helped lead the effort with 14 SWAT teams hitting targets in Milwaukee and Racine counties. A statement says the operation led to 22 arrests and the recovery of guns, drugs, and vehicles all tied to violent crime. Officers from multiple departments across the state took part, including the State Patrol, police in Caledonia, Oak Creek, and Cudahy. The FBI says this kind of teamwork is critical for keeping Wisconsin safe. There's a new Halloween challenge in Racine with an effort to spotlight spooky front yards. The city has started what they call a Spooktacular Homes contest to spotlight the most festive decorations. It's a lighthearted competition with the reward being community pride and a little online fame. Entries close next Tuesday, and the public can start voting that next day on Facebook. The most spooky home will be crowned on Halloween night. There's more about the horror on the City of Racine website. Festival Park just got a big boost for next year, and it's coming from one of the world's largest tech companies. Microsoft is stepping up as a 2026 sponsor for the park. Park officials say the support helps keep event costs low and brings more public gatherings to Racine. Leaders say they're grateful for Microsoft's investment in the community. Microsoft is working towards completing two major data centers in Mount Pleasant, and they've also started working with Gateway Technical College on educational opportunities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy for your Thursday afternoon. Northwest winds and highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, a freeze warning goes into effect as skies become mostly clear. Lows in the lower 30s could be a little colder in some outlying areas. Currently 44 degrees.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy. Its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another. All alone, keep it
the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
Those songs that just brings a smile to your face from Blue Suede. It's Hooked on a Feeling, Dan Marcus Wax Museum, minus Dan Marcus today. Chris Morrow filling in this morning. Kurt Vollman's feeling okay, though. He's in at 2 today.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charms, tell her no, 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 no.
You know, any Marvin Gaye song really stands on its own merits, no matter what. That one, for sure. Heard it through the grapevine. But it's also a memory for those of us of a certain age with the claymation Dancing Raisins. Going to the song, heard it through the grapevine. Nonetheless, Marvin Gaye with that timeless hit. And Chris Morrow in for Dan Marcus with the Dave Clark Five. A little midday romance from David Gates and Bread. I'll make it with you. Chris Morrow in for Dan Marcus, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum, Thursday edition, is Danless today. However, Don Rosen's back. He'll be here tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m., another edition of the Don Rosen Morning Show, sponsored by the Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time. And tomorrow we talk movies with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. That happens at 7:35. Dick Graceffa talks about the Friday night high school football playoff game between Bradford and Case at 8:35. Then Mike Clemens, just before 9, with sports from Green Bay. It's the Don Rosen Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 9.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax title license and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025. When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship. During this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive, bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
The Dan Marcus Wax Museum for Thursday morning turns into Thursday afternoon. Following the new news, we've got music on the way from the Love and Spoonful, Glenn Campbell coming up, and the Stones, too. Again, all after the news at noon on WRJN.
Timeless favorites, WRJN. Oh,
WZTI Greenfield.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. An NBA coach and player are facing big trouble off the court.
The indictments are for allegedly rigged poker games, partly run by organized crime. Former athletes were used to attract starstruck but unsuspecting bettors. U.S. Attorney Joseph Nocella on the big names arrested.
Chauncey Billups, who at the time of the scheme was a former NBA player and is currently the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. And also Damon Jones, a former NBA player and coach.
A second probe involves betting on NBA games based on confidential information. Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier among those